you've ever struggled with having faith, wrestled with your past mistakes, or longed for a deeper relationship with Jesus, you're not alone. Bloom with Deb is a podcast for people seeking to grow spiritually and discover how God's grace gives us strength to face life's challenges. If you're ready to deepen your faith, join us as we biblically live out our mission. Welcome back to the Bloom with Deb podcast. Have you ever noticed that we all hear the Lord's voice in different ways? He speaks uniquely to each of us to bring understanding and draw us closer to Him. In today's episode, we'll hear from my friend Morgan on how she hears from God, discuss the signs of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, and reflect on our personal spiritual journeys. Morgan shared something so simple yet profound. You have to be in the Word. You must spend time alone with Him. Sometimes for me, that looked like hiding myself away with my Bible and my headphones. Other times, I like going on runs with the Lord and working out. Isn't it beautiful how God meets us in different ways? Some of us hear Him in the quiet moments of Scripture, while others sense His presence in nature, through music, or even while exercising. Have you found your own unique way to hear from God? Well, there are signs that the Holy Spirit is working in your life. Whether you're a new believer or have recently renewed your faith, there are clear signs that God is working in your life through the Holy Spirit. The first way is you feel a new sense of gratitude. One of the first things you'll notice is an overwhelming thankfulness, knowing that you're loved by God and have the promise of eternity with Him brings an indescribable peace. John 14:26 says, "When the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." The second change you might notice is a desire to share the good news. When you realize the hope and joy that you have found in Christ, it's impossible to keep it to yourself. Like discovering the cure to a disease, we feel compelled to share it with others. Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere." Living out our mission is what Bloom with Deb is all about. My friend Ellen, who I used to babysit, is now a wife, a mother of three boys and one girl, and on staff with Crew in Miami with her husband. When I asked her about her passion, she shared, "My passion is seeing lost people come to know Jesus, helping them grow in their faith, and sending them out to be world changers." On the other hand, Morgan, a young woman I met from church that I mentioned before, my friend, I've known her since she was in high school, she has a specific heart to reach deaf communities. She said, "Most, if not all, deaf communities around the world are considered unreached by the gospel." She said, "In 2020, the first ever Bible was completed in American Sign Language. Much work is left to translate the Bible into the sign languages of over 300 deaf people groups worldwide." Isn't that incredible? God is always working in ways we may not even realize. My first evangelism experience is something I'll never forget. I remember it was during spring break in Daytona Beach, all the way back in 1993. I'd only been a Christian for about 2 months, and I found myself sitting on a bench next to a college student. We started talking, and I got to share my testimony. I remember like it was yesterday. She was really angry about God not letting her little cousin die at the age of 8. Though I didn't have all the answers, I knew the Holy Spirit was guiding our conversation. Unfortunately, her friends disrupted our time together and grabbed her to enter a wet t-shirt contest. But later that day, I rejoined my friends. I was with Karen and Valerie, who had been praying for me off to the side during this encounter. I remember exclaiming to her, "That was the most important conversation I have ever had." That moment changed my life, and it confirmed God's calling for me to share His love with others. In Song of Songs 1:2, we've been talking about how God's love is better than wine. Wine symbolizes earthly joys, but God's love surpasses them all. This reminds me of a time when I was single in my 20s. I met a young, very handsome man, godly man named Mark, who was also in his 20s, and joined Campus Crusade for Christ staff at the same time I did. Now, we had to go through new staff training in Daytona Beach for about 6 weeks. So you can picture there's like 100 brand new missionaries ready to go change the world. And we had a great time during those 6 weeks living at the beach. So we had a free weekend to do whatever we wanted. And with over 100 single Christian young men and women, you can imagine the thought of going out on a date was on everyone's mind. I was really hoping to hang out with Mark. Well, that afternoon, I came back from running on the beach, and I passed Mark on the stairwell as he was heading out with another girl. Needless to say, I was crushed. I was a little more than disappointed. I was so mad. I ran up the stairs to my room and cried out to God about how unfair it was. I hate not getting what I want when I want it. Can you relate? When I got back to the hotel room, I threw my keys across the room and I almost broke the hotel lamp on the bedside table. I was so glad my roommate Christine was not around to see this mature Christian staff girl behaving like a 2-year-old. I cried and thought God was mad at me for behaving this way. I can still picture myself on my knees by the bed crying. Then something strange happened. I realized the tears were not for the pain of not getting what I wanted anymore. The tears were because I felt the love and grace of Jesus covering me like a warm blanket. He wasn't angry with me. He empathized with me and showed me compassion instead of condemnation. It was tears of gratitude and peace in His presence that changed my perspective. Feeling the Father's embrace was like how my earthly father would respond by wrapping me up in a warm hug to comfort me. A few minutes later, Christine came bouncing into the room announcing that we were going out that night to play putt-putt golf with Mark and his roommates. They had planned a great night just for Christine and I, which included dinner and playing cards too. While playing golf, I remember thinking of my time with God earlier that day. I realized my encounter with God by the bed was better than this group date with the guys. For the first time, I understood what the Shulamite woman meant when she said, "For your love is better than wine." The lesson I learned crying on that floor was more powerful than the fun date itself. Being in God's presence is truly life-changing. I pray you have had that kind of encounter with Him or with the Lord as you read this, as you listen to this podcast. And I hope you continue to experience the Lord's presence throughout your whole life. Morgan is a 23-year-old and already more mature than I'll ever be. And when I asked about what she would say to her younger self, she wrote, "When I look back, I want to shake myself and tell myself that nothing, literally nothing, is important outside of Jesus. The cute guys won't satisfy me. Only Jesus can do that. The good grades and the praises of those around me won't satisfy me, only Jesus. Independence won't satisfy me, only Jesus. Only Jesus, only Jesus. I wish I didn't have to learn some lessons the hard way, but sometimes the hard way is the only way." Gosh, I love Megan. She's now married and serving God in Tennessee. Have you reached a point of surrender? Does your soul cry out for only Jesus? I believe God wants us to come alive from delighting in His Word, so much so that we will become addicted, spending time in the presence of God. Reading and meditating on his word will become your favorite pastime, because this is where Jesus feeds your soul. In church, you receive insights that have been processed by the speaker or the pastor or the priest, kind of like eating processed food instead of natural organic food. You receive some satisfaction from it, but you're still missing the nutrients that come directly from Jesus to your heart. The word will satisfy your appetite like nothing else, but it also increases your hunger for more. I like this quote from author Bob Sorge. Once you've tasted how sweet the Lord is, you're ruined for life. Have you reached that point of surrender? Does your soul cry out for only Jesus? When we immerse ourselves in his word, we find satisfaction that nothing else can provide. Let me close in prayer for us. Dear Lord, kiss me with the kisses of your mouth, for your love is more delightful than anything this world offers. Satisfy my hunger to know you more. Draw me away with you so that I can gaze upon your beauty and holiness. Lord, please forgive me for the times I've demanded my own way. Your ways are higher than mine. Thank you that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Show me how to trust you more and help me grow in wisdom and faith. In Jesus' name, amen. As you go about your week, I challenge you to take time to listen for God's voice. He is speaking to you in ways that are personal and unique to you. May his love satisfy you more than anything this world can offer. Thanks for listening to episode 4. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. Let's walk this journey together, growing in faith, grace, and purpose. Jesus loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, keep blooming. Thanks for joining the Bloom with Deb podcast. If you want to dive deeper into the meaning behind Song of Songs, check out my Bloom book series available on Amazon. The first book is Learning to Bloom, and the second is Time to Bloom. Great to read on your own, but even better when you gather your friends and use the discussion questions provided for each chapter. If you have questions you want answered on the podcast, email me at bloomwithdeb@gmail.com. See you next time.